Right now, I feel like everyone is going through a period of change. Maybe it's due to the new financial year starting here in Australia. Or maybe it's because that C word is starting to fade into the background. Well, whatever the reason, I'm going through it as well, including this podcast. Keep listening to find out more. Hello, and welcome to the Marketing and Me podcast. If you're eager to learn about effective marketing and copywriting strategies to attract more clients to your health and wellness business, while also building a stronger and more positive mindset, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I manage a team of copywriters who understand the health and wellness industry. At Right Time Marketing, we can transform your words from rough ramblings to meaningful messages. We also offer content marketing training to those who want to DIY. And before I delve into today's episode, please take a moment to subscribe to the show to ensure you always have easy access to inspiring and actionable tips provided by both myself and my guests. Okay, so what sort of change are you going through, Leanne? Well, to begin with, you probably noticed that intro is a little bit different than how it's been for a while, a good while, actually. Well, that's the thing. I've been describing this to people. I kind of feel like I'm the edge of a rocky cliff face and feeling a little bit wobbly, a bit uncertain right now. But beyond me, I can see this beautiful horizon of what's to come. So, well, to begin with, about five months ago, I went through a bit of a rebrand. So I've got a new logo for Right Time Marketing. I'm sticking with my teals, my turquoises and aquas. For those that know me, don't worry. But introducing some purple. And, you know, I had the same logo since I started my business, and I just felt like it didn't really resonate with where the business was going. I also came up with a tagline, which, as the best ideas do, came to me in the middle of the night when I couldn't sleep, of where content meets community. Because I love my networking. I have my meetup group. I'm very social. I ultimately want to get to know the people behind the business. I'm all about, you know, the humans behind the brand. So that kind of made sense. And that tagline, I flicked over to my branding expert, Hayley's, from Past Assault, and she then incorporated it into the logo without me asking her to. And I'm like, that just kind of works. I like that. So apart from that branding, and, you know, I moved into my new office back in February, but then, you know, not much change had kind of happened for a little while as I just kind of found my feet, getting a lot more clients, all these connections with website designers. I'll go into another episode, the importance of referrals. But I, you know, work's just been building and haven't done a lot on the business. So I feel like just in the last, month or two, I've been reflecting, and I guess one of the things is what happened was my virtual assistant, marketing assistant, I prefer to use, Mai from VA World Outsourcing, who I've had for 20 months on board with me and has had a big input with the podcast and getting this, you know, launched, well, not launched, it had launched 6 months before, but, you know, moving along and, you know, putting the show notes up and a whole bunch of other things. Anyway, so Mai resigned, and it was a bit of a shock because, you know, it's so comfortable. Things are same as they were. Better get that word right. And something like that just happens. You're like, oh, okay, things are going to be a bit different from now on. What do I do? And it kind of shocked me as well because I had been thinking about bringing on one of my main writers as an in-house project officer or similar, basically to help me manage my growing team of subcontractors or copy consultants, I prefer to call them, and also help me just get all these strategies, all these campaigns, all these ideas in my head, actually making them happen, because I've kind of become more of a manager and I'm project managing myself, but unable to work on other things in the business. So I wanted to have that person come on 15 hours a week. It was almost a done thing. And then it came down to the price. And unfortunately, it fell through, which I think was a blessing in disguise, because when I look, I have said it before on the podcast, I'm not a numbers person. I probably should change that story. But I hadn't really done a proper list of my full expenses. I didn't have a really, I mean, yeah, it's in my QuickBooks, but hadn't really mapped out in a year how much I'm spending on all my bits and pieces. So I had a look at that and I suddenly realized exactly how much I was spending, and it kind of freaked me out. But then I'm like, okay, but then look what I'm earning. And I'm still making profit, which is awesome. So like end of financial year, I had grown, I think it was about 76% on last year, which is just phenomenal considering between end of 2020 to about April of 2021, business pretty much dried up. So very significant. And I think that's part of the reason why I'm, you know, I've had the honor of being finalist for 2 awards, maybe more to come. I've got to apply for a few more for the Australian Small Business Champions Award and the Ozmumpreneur Award for B2B Service. And both of those awards ceremonies are coming up on the 1st and 2nd of September. I think that's the right dates. Two nights in a row of awards. So 2 nights in a row to glam up, which is awesome in the city. But anyway, I think all this, yeah, it's all been building up. It's all been going really, really well. But then there's other things that have been neglected while that side's been growing. And that's fine, because you need to work out where your priorities lie at the time. So anyway, with all that, I knew I'd be getting a new VA or marketing assistant, and I parked the idea of the project officer, at least just for now. I did have a chat with my business advisor. I booked that in with Kerry Sheaves, who owns Foundational Business Center, where I am based. And she just said, you know, if you just do a little on your business every day, then you'll get stuff done. And I think that's just what the thing is. I just wasn't even allowing that 5 minutes to work on the business. So if I can do that, I don't need this whole extra person 15 hours a week. I can actually get it done. And I also reflected on how I've been using my VA and have I been using her effectively? And I think the answer was no. I think slowly over time, I realized how great she was at doing graphics. So I got her doing a lot more client work than probably right time marketing work. I don't know what the split would have been. Could very easily be 80% client work. And then in whatever time left over, she'd be doing my stuff. And that's not really ideal. So I started theory thinking, and just this week, I've had a new person start on board who I'm thinking of calling project coordinator, because she has a different skill set to my previous VA. She is probably a lot more extroverted, and she has been an editorial assistant in the past and managed people. Oh, hang on. I wanted my new project officer or whatever to help manage my copy consultants and, you know, potentially reach out to my clients and follow up with them if I don't have the chance to myself, but be on behalf of me, or lining up podcast interviews or whatever it is. I've seen other people use their VAs for that, but I just hadn't been. And that's probably a missed opportunity there. And what I also thought I could do with her is I have been using, sorry, that didn't sound very good, how I could utilize her, her name's Bea, is rather than getting the podcast VA, which is led by Lyndall Harris. Hey, Lyndall. That amazing team has been editing my podcast since it began in January 2020. But what if I got my VA to edit my podcast? And then I'd be just streamlining the process so much more. So have a little think about in your business too right now. Do you have an extra person that you maybe can cut out just by reassessing how you do things? So I thought, if she can be the one who edits the podcast and then is the one uploading it, doing show notes, how much easier would that be rather than waiting for that third party to do it, following them up? And I was also restricted to 4 podcast episodes a month, and it'd be awesome if I could do more than that. And on that note, that brings me to some of the changes with the podcast. So I realize as well that the podcast has become predominantly guests. And I love interviewing guests, and I actually feel like it's less effort, or in the past, I felt like it's less effort, because I pretty much just go, here's some questions, or even get them to suggest some questions and a topic. Then we line up a meeting, hit record, and I just go into interview curious mode, and away you go. And then I later on write an intro, which often takes me longer than it should. So I'm going to get Bea to help me write those, because she's a writer as well, which is amazing. Mine was as well, but Bea, that's her real strong suit, and she really wants to do more of it. So I'm like, okay, if I can get Bea to do that, that will just move things along quicker. If she's also editing, move things along quicker. And I can do 8 episodes and do a lot more solos. So yes, that does mean coming out time in my week. But you know what? What I used to do is think to myself, for my episodes, I think I'm going to ramble on. I better script it. And finding that time to script, anyone would know when they're writing their own blogs, it just doesn't happen. So this one and the next one that I've already have recorded, but I want this one to go live first, has just been based on dot points. And I think you're going to feel a lot more energy come through from it. I'm going to definitely stay on track because I have my dot points in front of me, but I'm not going to feel restricted to allocating that hour to map it all out first. I can get a transcript later. So yeah, that's my plan, to bring to you a lot more of me. And look, marketing me is still going to be the same. Still going to be marketing related topics. I still want to bring in, actually want to bring in more copywriting tips as well, because that's obviously what I'm all about. And the me part, yes, health and wellness, but I want to bring in more the mindset stuff, because I can talk about that. That is my jam. So as a soloist, my solo episodes, I can quite easily talk about mindset. I read enough self-help and business development books that I could go on and on and on about that stuff. And then when I do bring a guest in, it would be, I don't know, once or twice a month, who could be talking about the marketing or leadership space, or they could be talking about health and wellness. But I ultimately want to bring to you, I know so much, and I think it's maybe a matter of me not trusting that I had enough to talk about if I was doing solo episodes. But the thing is, once I decided to do more solos, random ideas have popped into my head all the time. And that also can mean shorter episodes for you to consume, which means, you know, more opportunities to binge and then share with others. So please do that. So that's where I'm going with the podcast. And I guess on top of all of that, I have been getting a new website done. It has been a work in progress, but it's almost there, at least that first launch. I've been working on my own website, Coffee. It's something that I don't usually allocate the time to do, but over the last 2 to 3 months, I've been doing on a Friday afternoon, 3 to 5 o'clock, getting on a Zoom with other people, or sometimes in-house with Steph Pinto. Hello, Steph. And making myself work on my copy. And guess what? It's actually getting done. So I plan to have an e-commerce component with it. So all my past trainings and future trainings that I'll record, I'll upload, and future course, because I really want to go into a course before that book I really want to do. I think the course needs to come first. But that will all be on the website. And so that will be the second stage of the launch. The first stage, it's just going to be a website that just, I hate my website. If you look at it, I hope you don't look at it much more than the show notes page. It doesn't represent where I'm at and where I want to go. And I wanted a new website that really was about me, what I stand for. It's more about the team And I think what I've seen so far, it's all coming together. So thank you to Shika from Bloom Web Solutions. It's been frustrating because I'm, I guess, a bit of a control freak, and I know what I want. I know what I don't want. So there's been times that I've done it and I'm like, yeah. And then later on, I'm going, yeah, no, it's not sitting right with me. And, you know, chopping and changing a little bit. And yes, website designers out there might know what that's like. But I just want to be proud of the website that I show off. And I haven't had that feeling since probably when I launched my website 8 years ago. But yeah, and part of the new website as well, I did get a whole bunch of new photos taken as well with Eric Yip from EYXL Photography. And I hadn't had new photos done in 4 years. So I was just so over the same photos I was using for everything. So I got new photos, and you know what? These ones really capture my personality. I felt like 4 years ago, didn't quite know where I was. And I think there was just very much the, you know, you guys have seen them posed, you know, in front of a laptop. Yes, I was at the park sometimes, but ultimately it was just that very corporate-y kind of stuff. And that's not me. I'm not corporate-y. And yes, the shots you got, lots of fun, quirky personality. So when you see my new website, which I'm hoping it's going to be launched by the end of August, that you'll see a little bit more of me coming out in those images. And I, yeah, side note, I apparently tilt my head a lot when I'm posing the photos. I had no idea. Maybe just from past experience, I realized it's always a little bit more quirky with a tilted head. But yeah, he kept saying, lift your head. Anyway, so a lot going on in the business. I'm so excited to see what happens with Bayer and just getting that flow of, yeah, business processes. I'm going to get her to help me like to streamline that a bit. I already started reassessing, saying, you know, let's the way you check in and check out every day or clock in, clock out, it's going to be a bit different. The way we use Trello is going to be a bit different. And I'm sure she'll help me find other ways to do things a little bit differently because change is good. It feels bloody scary right before it, right in the middle of it. But I know this is all going to work out really well for my business. And I'm so thankful and grateful that you're all part of my journey and cheering me on. And I, yeah, just stay tuned for what's to come. So if you're going through this period right now with me, you're not alone. I would love to hear. Feel free to leave me a review, leave me comments on, you know, LinkedIn, Instagram about how things are going for you in your business, what changes you're going through. I'd love to cheer you on and support you. But yeah, so that brings me to the end of today's episode. This brand new kind of vibe we're going for with the Marketing Me podcast. I thank you for tuning in. You can find show notes on marketingme.com.au. That's not changing. The design will probably change, but that's still the same. And if you enjoyed listening, please remember to subscribe and leave me a rating and review where you can. And grab a screenshot of this episode and share it across your socials to get the message out there. I would really, really appreciate that. If you would like to connect with me, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn. Just search for Leanne Shelton and let me know you're a fan of this show. You can also find me on Instagram under LeanneShelton247, or you can book in a free 15-minute chat in the show notes as well, because I'd absolutely love to chat about how I can help you grow a thriving health and wellness business. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.